This is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in our word today. As we move along in our first journey, today is January the 14th, and our Bible reading portion is from Genesis chapters 40 to 42. It is better to trust God for all our needs. Due to his past experience of betrayal and rejection by his own brothers and Potiphar's wife, Joseph should have understood the futility of putting his faith in any human being. However, he was convinced that the chief butler would be restored into his former position of authority and influence in just 3 days and may be able to help him out of his misery. So he opened out his heart and explained himself to the chief butler as follows. "But remember me when it is well with you, and please show kindness to me. Make mention of me to Pharaoh and get me out of this house, for indeed I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that they should put me in the dungeon." Genesis chapter 40 verses 14 and 15. However, we read in Genesis chapter 40 verse 23 what actually happened. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. A teaching point for us through this incident is that we should never put our confidence in humans, but in God alone. The central verse of the Bible gives us a similar message as well. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Psalms 118 verse 8. Our Lord Jesus Christ was very much aware of this fact early in his life, and this is what we read about him in the Gospel of John chapter 2 verses 24 and 25. "But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man." Let us remember that it is always better to trust God for our needs, and we can always express our desires to him openly through prayer. We can also realize that it is a plan of God to exalt Joseph to a position of great authority. So it was not possible for him to leave the prison yet. After 2 complete years, and we read that in Genesis chapter 41 verse 1, God gave 2 dreams to Pharaoh, and the events that followed brought Joseph to the limelight and into the position of authority that God had intended for him. Let us always remember the words of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry."